Okay, here we go again. You know what I'm talking about, baby. It's Thursday, and good morning, George. George Takei, our announcer, is here. Would you mind announcing to start the show?
Good morning, yes, and I got to tell you, you know, you pack in so much in 1 week. Yes. I mean, it began with Chris Rock, and then Governor Jesse Ventura, and then the unforgettable Jason Ellis.
You had a great day yesterday.
I got to tell you.
Were you thinking about Jason last night? I mean, that was quite, I mean, you were quite taken with him to the point that, like, you normally have a certain way of speech. You complete, your voice changed around him.
You said it went up 10 octaves.
It did. Like, you know how you always talk like that.
Well, this is my natural speech.
Yeah, but all of a sudden.
Not really.
Yeah, because when you were around that guy, suddenly you were talking in a very sort of normal way. Like
normal?
Yeah.
You know, he's extraordinary.
Yeah, you were quite taken with him.
As a matter of fact, showering this morning.
You thought about
it. He was on my mind.
No kidding. I get it. Listen, it's not that you don't love
him. I mean, you know, the whole spectrum of sensuality, from pain to orgasmic.
Right.
Good Lord, George.
No, he's taken. You know how I sometimes can get around a guest who's like really knockout? It's not that I don't love Beth, and it's not that you don't love Brad, but...
Yes, I love him dearly.
You can get quite taken with somebody.
Well, I mean, you know, we're human beings, and we... I mean, you go to a museum, and you're taken by beauty, and you go to a movie, and you're emotionally moved.
Did Brad hear that you, like, touched Jason's penis? Did he not know?
Oh, my, oh, my.
What?
He didn't know?
What?
What he knew or he didn't know?
What?
Did Brad know you touched Jason's penis?
I fessed up to him because he's going to find out anyway.
Right, you told him.
I told him.
What'd he say?
Sunday's off, and maybe even Monday's off.
Was he really pissed?
He was.
He was. He's
going to calm down. I have my ways with him on Sunday morning.
How do you approach that with him? Like, you came home, you felt guilty right away?
I did.
And so you just immediately blurted out?
Well, no, we sat down. You know, we usually kind of unwind after a Howard Stern morning.
Right. Well, you put in a long morning. It is tiring.
It was so fully packed.
Well, you didn't realize you were going to have a treat like that with this, guy's
cop. It was a treat.
Yeah.
And so I recounted the day, how it began, and you had this, to me, surreal discussion about black radio, which I couldn't contribute an ounce of conversation to.
Right.
And then I said, this guy came on, an Australian, great accent,
right,
very self-confident, good looking.
Right.
I mean, he has that rugged good looks.
Yeah.
And then I think he knew where I was going.
Does he get a look of like concern on his face that, uh-oh.
Does he roll his eyes into the back of his head?
He what?
It transforms into a glare.
Yeah.
That anticipatory, you know.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
Right. And that makes it, and then you realize with every word you're saying, you're digging a deeper hole.
Well, I kind of put it in context. I said, you know, you're going to find out about it one way or another.
Right.
And it was recorded in video. And
right.
So it may be played back somewhere, somehow, when I least expect it.
What did you make it sound like? Because, you know, you can really come clean and go, look, I was fondling this guy's cock. Or you can just say, oh, it's just so silly.
I did not do that. I believe in honesty.
Right.
So I told him how I felt.
Did Brad cry?
No, he did not.
Did you feel?
He just continued to glare.
Did he feel betrayed?
He didn't say anything, but that is more punishing. That glare and that glaring silence, you know?
But I want to know exactly what he told him. What did you say? How did you feel?
Well, he was, first of all, I described, you know, he started taking his clothes off. And I described his body.
Oh, dear.
And I talked about his endowment.
Oh.
And, you know, I mean, he knew.
You
where
gave
I was
him a
going,
blow by blow.
And he knew that I would eventually say the tactile thing.
Yes, he could see it coming.
And
did he
so
say
I
to you?
Described that sensation.
Oh, wow. George.
I mean, he was limp, but so.
Full.
So full.
Oh.
So, George, so does Brad clam up for how long? Like, I mean, is he still not talking to you?
Well, we had some engagements. I'm here to promote Social Security's PSA and
right.
and Super Ninjas. So he just got down to business. All right, we do this, and we go there. And, you know, it was very professional.
There was a chill.
Did he say chilly?
Did he say, you know what, that's it, I'm going to like go out and fondle some dude's cock?
No, he did not say that.
He didn't say that.
He didn't talk about anything personal. It was all X, Y, Z.
At what point did he say to you, Sunday's off?
Oh, he said that after Benji.
Right.
Maybe it was a joke then.
Benji,
it's
you got
now.
Me in trouble. You're the one that got me in trouble first.
So now you have to go on a whole campaign of winning him over, right?
Well, he responds to tactile.
Right.
And I tend to be the initiator.
The tactic.
And aggressor.
Right.
So as soon as you start touching him anyway, it'll go, oh, boy.
Just shove your finger up his ass on the phone. Well, you know, listen, how would you feel if Brad was making out with a guy one day and then fondling another man's penis?
He wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't.
He wouldn't. He no. is strictly and firmly and, I mean, unbelievably, you know, faithful.
There's no way you could have resisted touching Jason's penis, right?
Oh, how can... I mean, it's unthinkable.
Right.
You had an opportunity. Was there.
Right.
I mean, you know, in a shower, you just kind of steal a glance, you know.
Right. Was it a bit of a turn-on for you that Jason is a quote-unquote heterosexual and that he was allowing this to happen?
Well, you know, he was a proudly confident straight guy.
Right.
And, you know, he was so confident that he wasn't bothered by a gay person coming near him and touching him. He knows he's beautiful.
Right.
You know, he's that self-confident
right.
and self-aware. And well, there's something beautiful about that, too. I hate these people that are, you know, so insecure that...
That's
you know,
me. I'm not that confident.
No. You're not.
No.
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 You're confident in other areas.
So, meanwhile, after you were honest, and that's good, because, you know, I heard that the news department was going to call Brad and ask him about it, and I said,
I begged them. Please don't do
no,
that.
No, I know.
Let me do it. Let me
well,
do it.
Well, I begged them. I said, please.
Thank you.
Give
Thank
George you. A chance to, you know, live his life. I mean, you're just going to make things worse. So, they kindly backed off because... That would have been a disaster.
Well, you know, your leadership comes because you think of other people from their perspective.
Well, yes.
And I appreciate your taking that position. You know, I didn't want him to learn from somebody else.
Well, also, if you come in here and you have some fun and they wreck your life, I mean, you're not going to enjoy coming here.
I wouldn't chance it again.
Right.
Well, you know what I was going to ask? Does he get into trouble every time he does this show?
Not every time. So, meanwhile...
You're so perceptive.
So as bad as it was having to tell Brad, and now he's giving you the silent treatment, you know, he's just down to business and fuck you, I don't want to know anything about you.
And you know, if he's going to treat me like that, you know, that's why this morning in the shower, I, without any guilt... thought of Jason.
Yeah, but wait a second. You say wait a second. You say if that's how he's going to treat you, you understand why he's treating you that way.
I do.
He's jealous.
I do.
He loves you.
I know, and I love him too.
You think this might motivate him?
And I did kiss him when I left.
You did kiss him?
I did.
And what did he say? Like, oh, pff.
No. He kissed.
He did kiss.
Yeah.
All right, so things aren't that bad.
No, it isn't.
Good. So you were up front. That was smart. So when you got in the shower this morning, what were you thinking about doing to Jason?
Oh, my.
Really?
Did you go all the way?
The whole gamut.
Yeah, and he said, when you guys were talking quite graphically yesterday, Jason described a scenario where he was putting it in your ass and you were putting it in his ass.
But you know, the other thing about him, though, is he's into pain.
Yes.
I mean, I couldn't imagine. It was beyond my imagination to think of the nipple clips being put onto your foreskin, you know? And there he is doing it. I never even thought of such a thing as a possibility.
Well, you know, as much as he's into pain, I saw the pain on you. You said you have a beautiful penis.
He does.
How can you do this?
And particularly to take something beautiful and to damage it like that.
Yeah, it was bleeding.
It was bleeding. There was blood there.
You comforted that penis like it was a human being.
Beyond the bleeding, you know, There were welts.
Oh, really?
Which, I
yeah,
noticed
they were.
More I stroked it.
Oh.
It came out more and more. Well, you soothed.
No, I was doing it as Florence Nightingale.
Right.
Not anything else.
You soothed the penis.
I soothed the
when
penis.
When you were soothing that penis and talking to him, that's when your voice changed. In other words.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, you know how you're always. So.
No, I'm like this.
Yes. Well, you were like, oh, hey, everybody, what's happening? I mean, you were like a like you had lost that whole.
The timbre was gone.
Yeah, the George Takei. Affects, I call it. I mean, you'd lost that whole thing. You were just one of the guys.
Well, I'm willing to lose that for what I got.
Right. You bet. So when you went into bed last night, did Brad cuddle you at all, or was it still the cold shoulder?
We did hold hands. That's what we just kind of normally, you know, we go to sleep with our hands.
Beth and I do that. We do that sometimes.
You
we hold
that.
Hands, yes.
We do that almost every night.
But I know if she was pissed at me, she would not be holding my hand.
And he did allow me to give him a peck on the cheek.
He did.
That night.
Before we went to...
And did he say anything about the incident, or he just...
He hasn't talked about it at all.
Yeah, since, yeah. Well, you know, in a way, if you had to do it all over again, I think you'd still do it, because you couldn't resist, right? You couldn't.
I could not. I mean, I'm a human being.
Right. You gave in.
I gave
in. Wait, I have to ask something.
I'm weak.
I have to ask. You are. Because the guys are in here. All these guys are married.
Right.
And they're in here with girls taking their clothes off every week. And they don't go over in touch.
Oh.
Some do, some don't.
Who?
Some have.
You know what it is, too? And I'm going to put it out there. Maybe. You tell me if you think this is true. Like, you had been complaining to anyone and everyone about Brad's weight, you know, all week, I'll be honest. And
you brought it up again
right.
today.
Well,
not
you,
me.
You brought it up to me in the halls before the show.
Did you?
And I know to other people you've been talking about it.
Yes.
I think in a way, and maybe this is psychological, a little too psychological, but maybe in a way touching that guy's cock and him being so ripped and everything, kind of like it's maybe you're hoping in some way it's going to motivate Brad to get back to his old fighting weight.
You are right on that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we had dinner with Richard
last night. Okay.
And Brad did talk about how how good Richard looked.
Right.
I mean, he's been exercised.
He's ripped, yeah.
And, you know, Brad hadn't seen him for 4 months, and there was a discernible, visible change there.
Right.
And Brad noticed, and he commented on it.
I think, you know, after that discussion about Jason and then having seen Richard.
Maybe it motivated him.
I think these are all helpful little directions.
So you might have been doing it, even though it's not the right way to do it, you might have been doing it to make him a little jealous and say, hey, get on your fucking game, all
look
right?
Look at how much, you know, this intrigues
when
me.
When you have a Jason Ellis
right.
standing there absolutely naked in magnificence in his full glory,
right.
You know, other thoughts just disappear.
So you're saying no matter what shape Brad was in, you were going to be interested,
you know,
in Jason.
I think if Brad was the Adonis that he was today, I still think I would have responded to Jason the way I did.
You,
I
mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Wow. Wow.
You're quite smitten. There's a picture to remind you if you take a look at the monitor.
Oh, my goodness. Look at him.
There he is.
And, you know, you should have taken the backside, too.
You like that?
He's got that firm, round, beautiful, cheeky cheek.
I've never seen you like this.
We haven't?
I mean, this is unbelievable. You're really taken with Jason Ellis.
He is.
Did you know of Jason?
Extraordinary.
Did you know of Jason Ellis before the show yesterday?
I had never met him before. I never heard of him before.
Are you going to now watch skateboarding and things?
I think I will.
A new fan.
Yeah.
He doesn't take his clothes off on that show, does he?
Yeah, we could get him to do it. I'm sure he would.
Well, and he's fighting.
He's like Richard and Sal.
Yeah.
The clothes just came, dropped off, didn't they?
Right.
No, not self-conscious at all.
No encouragement, no seduction. I mean, it just came off.
He seemed quite excited, too, to meet you. He's a Star Trek fan, so he was very...
Maybe I should stop doing this show because I get too many titillations here.
George broke down and grabbed a man's penis on the show yesterday.
Really? Was yes. it? Was he big?
He was gorgeous.
Yes, he was.
Wow! Wow! And was Brad really what
George,
jealous?
Do you want to see what George did yesterday?
Yes, I want to see.
Roll the tape.
I want to see.
Roll the tape and tell me what you think of this. This might have been a breach. Go ahead. Roll the tape.
Where is it?
Tape. Okay.
Now that we're yelling for it, there's no tape.
Thank
was
God.
Brad really jealous?
He was angry.
Yeah, and so you didn't get laid last night, did you?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
But I wasn't expecting you.
There we are.
There's you. Well, you know, how can you not grab that? It's right there.
Right. Isn't he gorgeous?
I'm not into the tattoo thing at all.
I'm not either.
But he's hung.
But he is hung, and his body is beautiful.
Yes, he's got a nice body.
Adonis.
He has a nice body, but why did he fuck it up with all those tattoos?
Exactly.
I hate those tattoos.
I agree with you there.
Yeah.
Here's another one. George gets a lot of song parodies too. This is one
really?
About. Well, this is about you and Jason Ellis yesterday, and you fondling his penis.
Oh my!
He took all the clamps off Jason Ellis's penis.
Oh my!
Caressed the shaft to take the pain away. He hopes that Brad will not find out about it. That 73-year-old horn dog is named George Takei.
Oh, my.
Very nice.
That's cleverly done.
You like that one?
Yes.
George, you in September, maybe I'll bring you some new cock, like Jason Ellis.
I'll be here. Most definitely I'll be here.
We have to lure you back.
No, bring Jason back.
No, yes, my, yes. All right, every time you're here, we're going to bring Jason back.
You're very loyal. You want Jason again.
I'm a one-man guy.
He gets into a relationship.
No, two-man, I guess, in this case.
Right.
One man, and that's Brad.
I'll have
but
new.
An occasional
cock for you
just
in September. Good for you.
You ought to do a song praising all of Jason's endowments.
You know what's
great? Well, did you notice Jason's endowments the way George did?
No. Why don't you sing about Jason's endowments? Why should I sing about it? What song comes to mind?
Let me think of a tune. When you see a god like Jason Ellis, my heart grows and grows as well as the other parts of me. The impossible dream with Brad. Brad, I love you. You are my true love. But occasionally, true love needs to be burnished. So...
Burnished.
I don't know what that
burnished.
Means.
Burnished.
Burnished.
I've never heard of a song with burnished in it.
Burnished.
A little polish on it.
All right, you better cool up. That's up. There
I'm
you
not,
go.
I need rehearsal.
Here are you touching the penis. Oh, I'll give you some inspiration.
Oh my goodness, yes. Yeah. Look at that.
Look at that.
Look at... Oh, gorgeous. Look at his face. Look at his... Oh, he's enjoying it. And look at his abs. Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes, yes.
You don't sound like a married man.
Oh, I see a lot of... I hear a lot of married men talking about women that way.
That's
look
true.
At that.
Look
oh,
at
my
that.
Goodness. And it was a wonderful feel.
Yes, it
touch.
Was.
Touch. And that's it. I told Brad I just touched. Nothing more. Just touch with my hands.
The touch, the feel of Jason.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Oh, my. Indeed. Can you just imagine that?
Swallow
erect?
The yellow big load. Swallow 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 the yellow big load. We're off to see a wizard and his wonderful yellow big load.
All right, we'll be back right now. I think I'm in the middle of sex thing.
Today is gonna be the day that they're
Beth,
gonna throw
course.
It back to you. By now,
I think I should write something dirty back to her. I'm not sure.
Did
it's hard
she
to
write
tell with girls.
Titillating to you?
Yeah, she wrote. I'll read you what she wrote me. Did you like your hand cream last night?
Ah.
So I'm pretty sure that's sexting, right?
Is she looking? It means what I think it means.
Well, you're a girl, is it? Yeah, she used some cold cream.
On you.
Yeah.
Right.
So do you think
that's
I should write something back?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to write back. I liked it, and I like you. How's that? Is that romantic? But I like cold cream, but I like you better. I like cold cream, but I only like it in your hands.
Cold cream becomes hot on you.
Right, right.
Yeah, go with George.
You go with George, I'll be out of a marriage. Maybe I better not write anything back. Maybe that's cooler.
How about saying, yeah, I've been thinking about you, kept me thinking about you all day.
That's a good one. I'm going to say that.
Is your husband home right now?
Oh, stop.
He's Jason Ellis there.
I'm writing. I'll write her later. I'm going to write that. I'm still thinking about my cold cream.
Yeah.
Plus, George thought about Jason Ellis in the shower this morning without feeling any guilt.
Right.
Gay thing, maybe they just have an open relationship. All I know is I don't understand it, because my crap would be on the lawn if I was doing the stuff he was doing. Wow.
So many straight men go to, you know, clubs where the girls lap dance on them and
right.
they touch him. All I did was look, and only for a brief.
In all fairness, moments. To defend George, he really did try to help the guy get those clamps up.
That's right.
You'll see the tape.
That's right.
That's right.
He was in pain.
And then you
and
massaged
I saw the
it.
Welts on his foreskin.
Right.
On his wonderful cock. I mean, it just, you know, the welts happened to be on a beautiful thing.
And you rubbed it a little to get the welts off.
If it were on a woman's breasts, bazungas, I would take them off.
You would do the same thing. All right, anything
and
else?
You would rub her breasts?
And I would soothe it, you know, yeah. try to lave away the pain.
It's a shame he didn't have any cold cream yesterday.
You know what? George is a Starfleet captain, and I think Starfleet is going to reprimand him for this.
Yes, because
I came to the aid of someone in pain.
Not true.
I don't know, George. That's a flimsy excuse.
If that heroism can also be considered pleasurable, so be it.
What else is on Superfan?
I want to talk about what happened at the very beginning of the show, where George talked about what he did in the shower this morning, and basically, and you guys correct me if you think I'm wrong, proclaimed his love, admiration, I'm not sure the right word, for Jason Ellis. And he said he spoke about it with Brad.
You're being too nice. He said he jerked off in the shower this morning thinking of Jason.
Well, that's another way of putting it, much more succinctly. But I guess, do they have the relationship where it's comfortable enough that those kinds of things can happen? Or do you think that there's more bad news for George around the corner and he just doesn't know that it's coming?
Well, let me ask you a question. I think Mutt started to bring this up a little bit, that they were going to talk about this on Superfan tonight. If you spent the whole week, right, sitting in there talking about that you thought your wife was fat and that she could stand to lose some weight, and then at the end of the week, a really hot girl came in and you just started squeezing her naked tits, would you be able to go home?
I wouldn't have a wife. Seriously, and I wouldn't blame her. Like, that's, you know, and I think...
So maybe they do have some special arrangement.
I think they do. I mean, Stacey said, when she was talking about relationships, she said that maybe Brad's weight is his passive-aggressive way of telling George that, you know what, I'm going to be this way because, you know, he's kind of fighting back in a subtle way, but... Or maybe everything's just smooth between them. It's hard to tell. What do you think, Ronnie?
Well, it's not the first time he's touched a cock on the show.
That's true. But
so I guess they do... They've had an arrangement, obviously, before Brad's weight came up.
But George was very... George was like, listen, what I did yesterday was I just touched it. I didn't, you know... He sort of insinuating that because he didn't do more about it. I guess it could be, you know, a guy saying, hey, I felt the girl's tits. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, but Gary, remember the day the guy was in here with the 12-inch cock and he had his hand down?
Well, there was...
He had that look on his face like,
that was,
if I had my finger up some girl's ass or something.
But isn't that like for years, girls have been coming in here, guys have been feeling them up. Isn't just touching a dick the gay version of that?
I don't know. I can't define that. I'm not in that position.
Yep.
I remember.
Well, I think the difference here, getting it back to George, is not only is George touching him, but the way he's referring to you know, he's literally gushing over, you know, this guy. And if you're married to George, Gary, would it bother you?
I would think so.